السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that لا تكثر الضحك, do not laugh in abundance. Why? فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضَّحِكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ, because laughing in abundance, it deadens the heart. It deadens the heart. Now what is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in this hadith? So the first thing he's telling us is that a person must not laugh abundantly. Now, let us understand this statement first. Because here, the first thing is that this sentence is not saying that it is impermissible to laugh. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would laugh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although his habit was not to laugh, to laugh with sound, but if there was something amusing, he would smile. Sometimes he would mention something amusing as well. So this is not what this hadith is saying. So what is this hadith saying? Rather, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us is that a person, he should not make laughing, amusement, joking an occupation. Occupation means that not necessarily he is making money from it, but he spends so much time to it. Whichever gathering he sits in, the jokes and the amusement and the laughter starts. There is never a time when he is serious. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is disapproving of. And why is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disapproving of this? When a person has a joke and a laugh one off, every so often, this is something which is beneficial for a person. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, رَوِّحُ الْقُدُوبَ سَاعَةً وَسَاعَةً. Lighten the heart every so often. Freshen the heart every so often. The commentators of the hadith have said that means that every so often do something that gives you enjoyment. Because Allah Ta'ala hasn't made us such that 24-7 we can remain serious. 24-7 our purpose is, you know, I need to do something for the hereafter. A person cannot remain in that mode 24-7. So, every so often he needs to refresh himself. This is a human need. That is why sometimes the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it is mentioned in the hadith that sometimes the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So normally when we have the picture of Sahaba radiallahu anhum sitting around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we get this picture that they must have been really serious. They barely speak it. And definitely not any worldly talk. But this wasn't the case. When Sahabi mentions that sometimes the Sahaba radiallahu anhu would be sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would be discussing food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would let them discuss food. Sometimes he would join in. Sometimes they would be discussing some other worldly matter. Why? Because a person has to refresh himself every so often. So there is nothing wrong with this. This is beneficial. But anything that is beneficial, the doctor will tell you, if you eat too much of it, it becomes harmful. So in the same way, this laughing, joking, amusing, not getting serious, if it becomes too much, it becomes the mainstay of a person's life, then the first thing is that he doesn't get serious, get time to become serious for the hereafter. That is the first harm. And the hereafter is something which a person has to treat with seriousness.
Secondly, in another hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that other than the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, other than remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't speak in abundance. So this hadith that we are discussing here is saying that don't laugh abundantly. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that don't speak a lot other than the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah ta'ala, that speech you do as much as you want, because the more the better. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. All believers, remember Allah ta'ala abundantly. Some mufassirin have said that if you look through the entire glorious Quran, you'll find many commands. You'll find the command to perform salah. You'll find the command to give zakat. And so many other commands. But there is only one command regarding which the Quran says, do it and do it abundantly. And that is the dhikr of Allah. So the dhikr of Allah, the more you do, the better. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, other than the dhikr of Allah, ordinary speech, don't speak in abundance. Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say it? Because here we are not talking about necessary speech, speech which is beneficial. Speech which is necessary, worldly speech, that is necessary. No harm in that. Speech which is beneficial for a person's deen, that is actually part of the dhikr of Allah. You and I right now, we're not saying subhanallah, we're not saying alhamdulillah. But this is also a form of the dhikr of Allah. Because we are remembering Allah. Whenever a person mentions deen, he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But other than this, speech which doesn't really have a purpose, this is gossiping, a conversation which doesn't have a purpose, this is futile speech. And futile speech, it leaves its mark on the heart. This is an extremely important point that we must understand if we want to progress in our spirituality, which is that there are two things that, out of the many things that affect the heart, there are two things that detrimentally affect the heart. One is sin. You do something wrong, you carry out a disobedient act, or you say a word of disobedience, you have done something, someone's ghiba. That is definitely going to destroy some of your spirituality. We came out to perform the Isha Salah today, and then on the way out we carried out someone's ghiba, so that the ghiba will destroy the spirituality we gain from the Isha Salah. On a side note, one of the reasons that we don't progress in spirituality, every day we are performing 5 salah. With that we are performing so many sunan. With that often we are carrying out tilawah of the Quran, we are doing this, we are doing that. And in our spiritual condition, we see no change. So one reason behind this is that you have turned the heating on, but you have left the windows open as well. What does that mean? Whenever you carry out a good deed, you are turning the heating on. But whenever you sin, you are opening the window again. So you are letting the spirituality which you gained escape. So the sin, disobedience that destroys a person's spirituality. And futile activity, futile speech. What does that mean? Speech that has no purpose. We're just gossiping. We're discussing the news, but beyond what is beneficial. Like it happens, a person stays up to date with the news, so he knows what is going on in the country. This new law is coming in. He knows that so and so people are being oppressed, then he can make dua for them. But beyond that, sometimes you spend hours behind the news. And if after 2 hours on the internet, we were to check, what did I actually learn in the second hour? We would come to the conclusion that there is nothing of benefit. So futile activity, futile speech. This it's not sinful, but it leaves its mark on the heart. It leaves its mark on the heart. When it leaves its mark on the heart, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to advise us to make sure that spirituality which we spend a lot of effort earning, it doesn't leak away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that don't make habit of speaking in abundance. Because you speak in abundance, definitely there will be a lot of futile speech. And when that is the case, then your spirituality will slowly leak away. So in the same way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also saying that yes, laugh and joke from time to time. Sometimes laughing and joking is a rewarding deed as well. You see someone in front of you who is a bit upset, you make an intention that if I make a joke with him, it will make him happy. Making another Muslim happy is a good deed. You see, there is a stranger who has come to the masjid, and you think to yourself that, you know what, he's new in this locality, he doesn't know anyone. he feels out of place. If I meet him, if I make a joke with him, he will feel a bit more comfortable here naturally. That is a good deed. Here again, you are laughing and joking beyond the limit. It has become a part and parcel of your daily routine. Now that is futile speech. And that is going to harm the heart. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that it deadens the heart. What does deaden the heart mean? Deadens the heart means it slowly lets the spirituality leak out. And when spirituality leaks out, then everything becomes more difficult. Two rakats of salah, if your spirituality goes down, it gets more difficult. Whenever the time to sin comes, if you're spiritually weak, it gets more difficult to stay away from it. When you hear words of advice, think to yourself, why is it that there are so many talks where the same advice is given, but people go away with different zeal to practice? Sometimes a masjid is full and a talk is given. And after the talk, and in the talk, a point is very strongly expressed that you must recite the glorious Quran. But after the talk, 50 people go away and not even intention to practice. Another 50 people go away and they have an intention. And a third group go away, 50 people, and they have a determination. What is the difference? The speech was the same. So one difference is that the speech being emitted was the same, but the hearts receiving it were different. You have some seeds and you scatter them. Depending on how fertile the land is, that is how well the seeds will grow. The exact same seed, exact same quality, but here the land is fertile. It's been ready. The farmers made it ready. It has the correct nutrients. It's been plowed. Most of those seeds will turn into trees. Here the land is not ready. It doesn't have nutrients. It's dry. It's cracked. Those same seeds that go there, it's possible not even one comes out. So in the same way, when the heart is alive, it has spirituality, then when words of advice come, then the ghost penetrates straight inside. So this is another reason that we need to protect the spirituality of our heart. And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us this, that abundant laughter. So what he is actually saying is that futile activity in general, and in futile activity, abundant speech in general. And in abundant speech in general, especially laughing abundantly, keep this under control. And let us not think to ourselves, what does shaitan put into our head? That it's permissible, isn't it? It's permissible, isn't it? No, we need to look at, is it beneficial for me or not? Is it harmful for me or not? If it's permissible, but it's harming my spirituality, why should I cause myself harm? So let us make this a goal in our life. That we're not saying that from today, close your mouth, zip it up, don't speak anymore. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do this. There are whole chapters in the books of hadith regarding the amusing conversation and the jokes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. But let us every so often check. Ideally every day, but then every so often. That what have I said today? What percentage of it was necessary speech? What percentage of it was beneficial speech? And what percentage of it was useless speech? And if you come to the conclusion that no, majority was useless speech, then let us decrease. And inshallah, if we do this and we hold fast to it, then we will, over time, we will see that the good deeds which we are doing, the spirituality is remaining within our hearts. I will end on this. So just as encouragement, that there was a very pious alim of the past, Khaja Khan Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, if I remember the name correctly. So a very pious person. And the people who used to sit, pious persons or people used to try to spend time with him. So the people who would spend time with him, his close ones, they would say that regarding him, that the amount of words he would say daily, you could count how many words he would say daily. Right now, if we even try to think, what did I actually say today? We won't even be able to remember. And I'm not saying that if we can't control ourselves to that level, then let us at least become aware. How much am I speaking? When am I saying something beneficial? When am I saying something futile? When am I saying something useful? When am I saying something useless? And finally, I will add another point, because we are approaching the holidays and there is something which needs to be emphasized time and time again, that we get a lot of free time in the holidays. Depending on our schedule, some people get more free time, some people get less free time. So, just like futile speech is harmful for our spirituality, futile activity is also harmful for our spirituality. So whenever we get a chance where there is more free time, then let us plan it. Plan it. Every person has worldly necessities as well. That way, for the last few weeks, it's not been getting done because I didn't have time. Put a slot to carry that out. And other than that, think to yourself, what can I do for my deen in these 1-2 weeks? Inshallah, for the last couple of months, I wasn't able to read the Quran daily. Maybe my laziness, maybe my schedule. So in these holidays, at least I will take out half an hour every day and recite the Quran daily. Inshallah, for the last couple of months, I wasn't able to perform most of my salah in the masjid. Maybe my laziness, maybe my busy schedule. In these 2 weeks, I'll make it a point of performing salah in the masjid. And going early where possible, I'm free, I'm sitting at home. So let us, number one, make the most of our free time. And number two, make sure we control our tongues correctly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the topic to practice among this hadith.
Ameen. Wa khairu da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, our Sanatayn Jalsa. Sanatayn, we have a 2-year course that takes place here. And where the students come for 2 days a week, they study. So at the end of the course, there is a graduation ceremony, a Jalsa. So the Jalsa will take place the coming Wednesday after Maghrib. So, 20th, which is the 25th. So, everyone is requested, if they're free, to participate in that as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.